a woman who suffocated her three children as she believed that they had been damaged by her mental illness told doctors afterwards that she wished she could go back in time, but she didn't think she had any other options. 44-year-old Deirdre Morley has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity to the murder of 9-year-old Connor, 7-year-old Dara and 3-year-old Carla McGinley at their home on the 24th of January last year. Let's talk now to our legal affairs correspondent, Orla O'Donnell. Orla, what can you tell us about the proceedings in court today?
Yes, well, today, Brian, we heard mainly from consultant forensic psychiatrist Dr. Brenda Wright, who reviewed Deirdre Morley's medical records, counselling records, going back a number of years to give evidence about her mental state on her behalf. And she said this review of Ms. Morley's history showed that she had a long history of struggles with mental health, and this evolved into a depressive illness, which became more severe and more psychotic as time went on. The court heard that Deirdre Morley first became quite seriously depressed in late 2018, and Dr. Wright said this was also the first time that this recurring theme of the effect of her mental health on her very young children began to emerge in her medical notes. Her condition significantly worsened in July 2019 when she was admitted to St. Patrick's Hospital for 4 weeks and deteriorated again towards the end of that year. Now, Ms. Morley told Dr. Wright that she first started thinking of killing her children 3 or 4 days before their deaths. She said she felt she couldn't not take them with her, as she intended to take her own life, and she also felt she had ruined them by bad parenting and mental illness. She felt they were doomed and going to be mentally ill, and she lost all hope for herself and for her children. But then, speaking to Dr. Wright, she said she couldn't now remember what it was she was so worried about, and realised now that what was happening was the normal childhood incidents, normal parenting, but she couldn't see that at the time. Dr. Wright said Ms. Morley was experiencing delusions which could not be reasoned with. She had been repeatedly reassured about the children and her parenting, but she couldn't take this on board.
And Orla, the court also heard that the situation became worse in the months leading up to this tragedy.
Yes, and particularly in January 2020. Dr. Wright said at this stage, Deirdre Morley's depression became more severe. Her thinking became increasingly dominated by hopelessness, helplessness and a sense that life was unbearable. And these delusions that she had became more fixed, and she was not amenable to reason. She couldn't be reasoned with. And she came to believe, the doctor said, that the implementation of this plan she had to kill her children and herself was necessary and urgent, and she couldn't identify any alternative. Dr. Wright said that at the time that the three children were killed, Ms. Morley knew what she was doing would result in the deaths of her children, but she did not know her actions were wrong. She harboured, the doctor said, a psychotic moral justification for her actions. She believed she had a moral right, that her actions were morally right, because she believed she had irreparably damaged her children and she had to now put an end to their suffering. The doctor said it was also her view that Ms. Morley was unable to refrain from her actions. Her thinking and judgment were impaired, and she was unable to generate an alternative to these catastrophic acts. And the court was also told that when psychiatrists assessed Ms. Morley immediately after she woke up from a coma in Talla Hospital a number of days after the children had died, she expressed remorse repeatedly for what had happened. She told psychiatrists she should have waited for her husband to come home, she should have admitted herself somewhere, but again she felt that she had no other option, although she wished she could go back in time.
Orla O'Donnell, thank you for that.